In today's digital landscape, providing your company security isn't just important, it's essential for growth. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the automated trust management platform that helps your business achieve and maintain compliance across over 35 security frameworks, including SOC 2, ISO 27001, and HIPAA. By streamlining security processes and automating compliance workflows, Vanta gets companies audit-ready fast while providing continuous monitoring as they scale. Fast-growing startups like LangChain, Writer, and Cursor have already trusted Vanta to building their security foundation from the start. With deep integrations and AI-powered automation, Vanta helps teams complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, turning compliance from a roadblock into a growth driver. Go to vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 and join over 10,000 ambitious companies already scaling with Vanta. That's vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 for a limited time.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie and that's Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, looking gorgeous today as usual, my little friend.
Oh. Well, thank you.
That's so everybody, nice of you. Welcome to the show. Today is a very important day. It's a very special time in our lives because it is the premiere, the season premiere of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. If you want to watch this recap on video, join us over at Patreon for Crappens on Demand. That's also where we do our bonus episodes. We've got a couple new trailer trashes up over there. So go check that out. They're for Real Housewives of Potomac and Below Deck Med. And coming this week, probably Wife Swap. I don't know, the Bravo Wife Swap thing. Who knows?
Is there a trailer?
Who knows what's coming?
I'm not sure there's a trailer for that.
I thought there was. Oh, it's just
can look.
Ad.
It might okay, just
well,
be
then
an
I don't
ad.
Know what we're going to do, but it's going to be something amazing. So go over there. Also, Monday night is crappy hour at 5:30 Pacific time over on Patreon for free, YouTube for free, or Instagram for free. Okay. And thanks for being here. What do you think of the season premiere, Ben?
Oh, it's so silly. I mean, I laughed. Salt Lake City is the only Housewives show that can have a premiere like this. Like, kind of heavily produced, stupid, you know, this like a cliffhanger that's not even a cliffhanger. Like we're supposed to believe they're getting like lost in the woods and are going to be attacked by a ghost. Like that's, it's ridiculous. Like this is, it was like a blatantly stupid premiere and it was so funny. Like they're the only show that can do this. Like normally, you know me, I would get mad. I'll get in a tizzy, like this scripted bullshit, but it was good. And, Lisa not being there, I just read an article in the Hollywood Reporter that was an interview with among other people, the showrunner for Salt Lake City and also an executive at Bravo. And they were like, yeah, you know, like the question was whether or not Lisa wasn't there because she hadn't signed on yet. It was a question whether or not she's gonna come back. They're like, no, I mean, you know, if we really do think that she had to work. I mean, if she chose, you know, could she have moved her work trip? Like maybe, but that was her choice. And you know, it allowed the women to all talk about her without her being there in a way that they wouldn't have normally been able to. And I think we'll see the ramifications of it throughout the season. I was like, okay, Bravo is going to punish her all season long for skipping the opening trip. Got it. What did you think?
Another Lisa Barlow, villain edit, which I love because she makes it so easy too. You know, I mean, even in the clips they showed, although the clips they showed today were pretty unfair because they show clips of Lisa being evil and telling people off and having an opinion, but it's all in retaliation to shit they started. So Team Lisa, thank you. Team Lisa Barlow, Team Baby.
You got to show up. You got to show Baby Gorgeous. You got to show up for the cast trips. Otherwise, production will always get their revenge. If you are not doing what they want, they're going to find a way to make you look bad. So you got to play
ball. Not only that, but it shows that they can do the show without you, you know, and that's never good.
That's the worst part.
That's really backfired and it's blown up in people's faces many times when they're like, I'm not going to go. And then they're like, oh, it was still entertaining without you. Bye. We're not going to pay you your, you know, zillion dollars a year or whatever they, I mean, it's not a zillion, it's Housewives, but still, we're not going to pay you that money. So don't do it. Be careful, baby gorgeous. I need you in my life. So here we start. Think? I loved it. I mean, I died laughing the whole time. I thought it was hilarious, you know, and everybody came back kind of ready to go, like with the old season's fights, but you know, kind of on a new, Heather's doing that. Look at me. I'm just innocent Heather, which she does every season. Like, what? I didn't hear that. You know, she does her. And then Heather's the biggest hokey producer, you know, because she's the one who's like, let's make a whole Blair Witch episode, you know? So,
yeah.
They have that.
She's Whitney clearly like, yeah.
She's clearly what?
Like, had her fingerprints all over this stupid premise for this episode.
Yes. Whitney, you know, we see everybody setting up their ham-handed seasons. We see everybody trying their sweet, innocent act for the first episode. Bronwyn coming back, just acting like, look at me, just fun-loving girl. You know? Loved it. I thought it was great. Mary complaining about everything. Meredith staying calm for about 5 seconds. I love Brittany, that they invited Brittany back and didn't make her a full-time housewife, but still brought her back. I think that was very important. That was a good move. So overall, I loved it. I mean, listen, if I can laugh, and this was supersized, so if you can laugh for a full hour and a half, I give them credit.
Yeah, 100%. And that was, again, I think this is definitely going to be the season that the audience is going to turn on Bronwyn, because sophomore seasons are tough. I feel like the cast is going to go after her. She was popular last season and people were already kind of, you were pretty early in sort of being skeptical about her. And by the end of the season, people were already like really starting to go in that direction. And I was like, this can be the season. And even I'm like that. I'm like, it's infectious. It gets into you, like under your skin. But then watching the premiere, I was like, oh, I'm like remembering all the things I really liked about Bronwyn and like how quick and how sharp she is with like a clap back. She's just the head
nodding. I just miss the constant head nodding of Bronwyn. There's a lot of head nodding work in this recap because it's Bronwyn and Meredith. So in one show, we're going to need to like get our necks back in order. You know, like, I'm Meredith Marks. And then there's that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You agree with that? Yes. So you are saying you're a stupid, dumb bitch and you deserve to die? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You are? Mm-hmm. So there's all of that. So let's get going with it. We open with everybody recording themselves on camcorders. And it's just wacky. You know, it's like one of those girls, look, here we are in camcorders. And we hear Mary in the voiceover saying, true friendship unfolds over time, shaped by hardship, grace, shared memories, and made safe with trust. But when trust is gone, fear takes over and blame points fingers and friend turns against friend. And then it turns into a horror movie.
Yeah. And the footage is like when it's the happy part of that little monologue, we see them on these camcorders and they're together and they're joking and they're sweet. It's like summer camp and they're like, oh, friendships, true friendships. I was like, none of you guys are truly friends. You guys all hate each other. Okay. We've sat through 5 seasons of you guys yelling at each other nonstop over the stupidest things. Okay. Like, please let's not pretend you're really friends.
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's just sisterhood. It's the housewives. It's all about the sisterhood. And then, boom, they're all running and afraid of getting killed by something in the woods. And it's all black and white. And they're all shooting themselves with camcorders, but they're doing it from under their faces where they're holding their flashlights. And that's just never where you want to shoot when you start getting facial work done. You know what I mean?
No.
Because, like, only the facade looks right. The minute you start turning and having angles, you start seeing all the staples.
Yeah, that's why everyone on Love Island looks crazy, because they all have their faces like specifically custom to their one angle that they have on social media, on like TikTok or on Instagram. So the moment that you see them sort of like in motion from different angles, everything goes weird. But what's also funny in retrospect, this monologue of like when the trust is gone, fear takes over and blame points fingers, yada, yada, yada. And we see this Blair Witch footage. They did not get lost in the woods and chased by a ghost because they lost trust with each other. They are doing this because Heather said, let's go into the woods and find a ghost. This actually was because of trust.
Yeah. You trusted the wrong girlfriend and now she's feeding you to some ghost. So, Angie pulls up to Mary's house in an RV, which is horrifying. I mean, thinking of Angie driving an RV around, love that that should be allowed.
Yeah, I was actually a little surprised that, at first, you know, she pulls up and she's behind the wheel. So I thought, okay, They shot the RV coming in, and then they got like a pickup of her sitting at the wheel to make it look like she drove it. But she, Angie, actually drives an RV, and she's in like a little business suit. It was surprising. And Angie's like, Mary Cosby, here we go. You ready for your class A Greek away? I mean, getaway. And Mary's like, why are you dressed like you're going to the office?
And Angie continues the tradition of talking to Mary like she's a 90-year-old woman, you know, that she's taking care of. She's like, hello, Mary. Are you excited to go on a getaway? Everything she said, and Mary just disses her, and she just ignores it. And she's like, can you believe we're doing this, Auntie Mary? Mary's like, no. So then we meet Teague, the driver. He's going to be driving. And Angie is wearing this huge, crazy bow dress, like a linebacker bow. And she's like, I know by the look of this dress, you wouldn't believe that I would be into RV living. And I wasn't until Sean forced me to buy one. But now it has been the funnest time bonding with my family. And it's only RV they could find that has a bed the size of a football field so that she doesn't have to touch her husband.
I know.
That's sweet.
I'm waiting for them to like renovate the interior. So it's just a gleaming, stark white RV on the inside with like one like piece of pink that's like a piece of art that Electra made once. It dawned on me, why have I never done this with the ladies, and I know the perfect person to host it with, and it's gonna be Mary is unwittingly co-hosting a trip in an RV, which does not seem like something Mary is totally down for. And by not seems like something she's totally down for, she hates it. She hates this entirely.
No, she's like, yeah, I did this as a kid. I don't need to do this as an adult. Okay, thanks. Because her grandma owned RVs, which means that Mary owned RVs because Mary inherited all that stuff because she married the grandma's husband. So she's like, I just sold all these RVs, okay? They all smelled like my husband. And I don't need to be in this again, okay?
When I was a kid, I wanted an RV so badly. Like the idea of like that you could be sitting at a table while you drive somewhere was so amazing to me. And I've stepped inside of like trailers before, or like I think I've been inside an RV, but I've never actually driven somewhere in an RV. And like I don't like the idea of actually being the driver in an RV, but like I do see the appeal of like, I don't want to camp. I want to take an RV from one city to another and then stay at a nice hotel. I just want to have a nice accommodation.
Yeah, like tour bus it, you know. When I was growing up, my mom and papa had a mobile home, and they would take me and my cousin Matt across the country, and it was so fun. You know, we would have peanut butter and butter sandwiches in the morning for breakfast, and Tang. That was our healthy breakfast every day. And then we would just go. I saw the whole country. You know, I saw the Grand Canyon. I saw Dollywood. And at Dollywood, I ran away because I got sick of being bossed around. And so me and my cousin ran away and just did Dollywood by ourselves. And they were calling the police and my parents. All the memories. So I see an RV and I'm like, yes, run away. Ronnie, let's do it.
RV, which stands for Ronnie Vivaciousness.
Ronnie Vibes, run away Ronnie, from home, Ronnie and a Ronnie
That's
V.
better. Ronnie Vibes. I am in like a Salt Lake City hangover. This is going to be an interesting recap. Just like, I feel like I'm like, you know what it is like when you feel like awake, but like the words just are not coming out properly. That's what today is going to be like. I'm just warning
you. Well, everyone, you are in good company because we are talking Salt Lake City and they don't know very City. Many words. She reminds us that after New York, there were some fractures in some of the Greek ships. So we see flashbacks to the reunion where everybody's fighting with each other. And so Angie's tricking them all, and she's told them all that they're going on a luxurious vacation. Little do they know, they're going to be sleeping in an RV. There is nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. It is you, Zorba, and your closest frenemies. So, dun, dun, Zorba. Dun.
We are using Fage Greek yogurt as pillows. Why do I feel like the only one who's really going to be not down for this will be Meredith? I feel like RVs are not Meredith's vibe at all. But everyone else, like, this is Salt Lake City. I feel like everyone else will be like, okay, fine, we'll stay in an RV. I mean, this is the only Real Housewives show where they will unfold some Kirkland chairs in a parking lot next to a pile of dirty snow in April and pull out like a tray of supermarket cheeses and shoot a scene. Like there's so like an RV, like spending a night in an RV. This is just like par for the course for them. This is not like the Real Housewives of Miami or Beverly Hills. Like this is just, this is like a weekend excursion for them.
Yeah, this is actually kind of a nice trip for this cast. They didn't even get to do anything glamorous until 2 years ago, until they got rid of Jen Shah.
And then even when they, and even last year when they went and like went to Mexico, they had like an international trip to Mexico. They still had to have their big climactic dinner at a restaurant in an amusement park. Like that's just like what this cast is.
Yeah, that's how this cast rolls. Yeah, this is the parking lot cast. You know, they do everything in the parking lot. Yeah, they'll pull over on the side of the road and have a scene at, you know, in the shoulder of a freeway. That's just how this cast rolls. So them acting like it's so not glamorous. Like, Whitney, you're about to be living in one of these if you're lucky. You know what I mean?
Whitney, you go to Sturgis every year. Okay, like, let's not act like you were, like, you need to be, like, feted in, like, the Ritz-Carlton of Paris.
So Heather, Whitney, Bronwyn, Meredith, and Brittany are all standing outside Beauty Lab, which is never a good sign. And Heather's like, guys, where do you think we're going? Angie kept saying it's somewhere glamorous. And Whitney's like, I tried to call and get that info from Mary, and she wouldn't bidge.
What was that? Bidge?
Yeah.
Bidge? Did you? Oh, wait. Sorry, everyone. She means budge. Sorry. It's been a while. I have to turn my Whitney translation on. Okay.
Don't tell me what I meant.
You exploited my vocabulary. Heather's like, she's like, oh, well, with Angie, I thought she'd sing like a canary, and she was just mysterious as you can be about where we'll be going.
Where are they? Meredith's like, well, I called Mary. You know, I didn't ask anything other than what I should pack. So I don't know.
And Mary, we see the invite, and it's called the Class A Getaway. And it says, bring bikini, boots, and blessings. And to illustrate this, there's bikini, boots, and a cross. So.
But there's also an airplane, isn't there?
Yes, there's an airplane.
And it's all like drawn like yellow submarine style. So Heather's like, well, based on the invite, there's only a few places that we can be going. There's a private plane. There's a pier over water, and there's a tropical drink. But then the invite also said boots. Heather is even more media trained sounding this season than ever before. She's always like very good in her interviews, but she's even more like, hello, I'm on camera now and I'm doing an interview.
I'm a wacky housewife. Yeah, Heather sticks to her guns on this shtick until you really get under her skin, and then she flips.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we need. But I'm fine with the shtick for now, because you know it's episode one. Slow burn into it. So Bronwyn's like, well, I packed a little bit of everything. So I've got hideous outfits in whatever genre we choose.
I mean, we could be helicoptering in for all I know. I mean, I'm ready for anything. I mean, and Lord knows I have a lot of experience with helicopters. Todd, you know what I'm saying? Anyone? Think about it.
She's been helicoptering Todd for years. So now they're like, oh my God, where's Angie and Mary? What the hell? Oh, we're also missing Lisa. And Meredith's like, oh, Lisa's not coming. She didn't tell you. And they're like, what? Lisa's not coming? Oh my God. Everyone who hates Lisa is like, oh. She's not coming. Because they were planning on just railing on Lisa.
They were so ready. So now Heather says, so now seems like a good time to update you on where everyone stands with each other. Meredith cannot stand Brittany. I'm not a fan of Bronwyn's. I'm not really sure where Mary stands with anyone, but that's kind of what you get with Mary. And then there's Angie, Whitney, and especially Bronwyn, who are all not getting along with Lisa right now. One might ask, why are we going on a girls trip when there are 5 ongoing disputes? But that's actually kind of tame for this group / Bravo's making us do this.
Yeah, pretty much. So the RV pulls up and no one really notices at first because it's Beauty Lab. I'm sure RVs pull in there all the time, you know, so they're like, whatever. But then the RV
just
starts
honking. A family of 12.
Yeah.
To get their facials.
Heather's like, you know, it's that Mormon family special. You know, bring all the kids in to start their Botox. Preventative. It's preventative. Five and up. Five and up.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they start honking, and it is Angie. The honk is like, grease, 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 grease. Grease, 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 grease. And it's Angie.
Athens, Athens.
Athens.
Oh, she has an old-timey horn.
Yeah.
An old-timey Ahuga horn that says Athens. That's real old-timey. That's a few thousand years old. They found this in the Acropolis. It's an old horn they used on the Argo. Athens.
So Brittany's like, wait, so we're not flying somewhere?
No, we are not flying. But you gave me an invitation with a plane, and I'm ready for bikinis. I'm wearing a bikini.
And she opens her jacket, and she's wearing a bikini. And they're oh, my God, fucking Brittany showing up in a bikini.
She was going to wear a bikini on the airplane. That's what that means. She was like, who wears a bikini on an airplane? Who wears a bikini on a commercial flight?
God bless Angie's little heart. I mean, God bless Brittany's little heart. Just reading the invite and taking every word so literal. Well, do they all get different invitations than me? Because it said bikinis, boots, and blessings. I mean, why am I the only one wearing a bikini? What about me?
It means pack those things. It doesn't mean you have to wear them on whatever mode of transportation we'll be taking to the trip. So Heather's like, yeah, you really took the theme to heart, huh? Yeah, I have no idea where we're going, but unless she's planning on going to a pool party with a congressman, I'm not sure where this outfit even works. So they get on. Brittany wearing that bikini under that, like, was that some sort of like felt jacket that she was wearing over it, or a felt top?
Was. Yeah, it's like a you can like a camel trench or something.
Camel hair. I was like, okay, we are so back. So they get in and they get into this RV. It's a nice RV, but I felt it was a very cramped RV because it's so nice that all the seating is like big armchairs. But as a result, they're all like stuffed in there in the back. And Bronwyn is not happy because she says, I live my life as a germaphobe, and it's a very small enclosed space, and I don't like when other people are coughing or breathing or eating snacks, and we're all using the same air for everything, and if anybody could make a hazmat suit chic on a camping trip, it would have been me. I just needed a little bit more advance notice.
You're a germaphobe, huh? Because last season your house was covered in dog poop that you hadn't cleaned up in like a million days. And you're married to Todd, who you know spits at you while he talks and is a constant silent fart. I don't believe you. I do not believe you. I don't believe this latent germaphobia. Nope.
I have a ritual. Every 2 days I go to CVS and I get over-the-counter medications to deal with any sort of potential germs that might be coming into my body. And of course I pick up a new bag of Werther's originals for Todd. So germaphobe.
I thought it would be special that we're like close ladies. We can spend close time together. And so Brittany's like, oh yeah, we are really close. And she's sitting right next to Meredith. She's like, oh Jesus, help, help me.
So then all of a sudden police start to swarm the RV in a sight that is very reminiscent of season 2 Salt Lake City. It's a SWAT team. But we all know where this is going, because this is like this is the stripper version of the SWAT team, which means they just have shirts that say SWAT. They don't actually have any gear or anything that makes them look remotely like real SWAT team members, right? So they knock on the door and they're like, oh my God, oh my God, what is happening? What is going on?
We're here for Whitney. We're here for Whitney. Whitney, get out of the RV. She's like, oh my God, what is going to happen with me? So she comes out and they handcuff her. But guess what? It's strippers.
Yeah, you've been a bad girl, a very bad girl. And they start to strip. And then they like the strippers come onto the RV, but there's like no room for them. It's so cramped. So they're just sort of like in the doorway, kind of like writhing and taking off their shirts and stuff.
Yeah, they just take off their shirts and kind of do a couple of fist pumps and they're out. She didn't really think that one through.
Didn't quite work. way it was supposed to work.
Yeah. When I heard we were departing from Beauty Lab, I knew I had to pull a prank. And so I got strippers. It was harder than I thought to find male strippers in Utah, by the way. Which I find kind of odd.
You would think that there'd be enough like repressed emotions that there'd be tons of them. But
I guess it's hard to get them to where they get down further than the long underwear or whatever, you know. But she found them, so here they are. And
they are.
Yeah, easiest job ever. They're like, wow, we didn't even have to whack anybody in the face with our dongs. We're done. Nailed it. Lunchtime. Yeah. Chili's, boys.
I will say the stripper quality on Salt Lake City, maybe not as high as on maybe a show like Atlanta, but I appreciate the attempt.
They were hot. I love a small space stripper. Like, here. Listen. Okay, I want you to strip for my party, but you're relegated to the laundry closet. Okay?
It's like, if that works. You know what it is? It's like House Hunters Tiny Homes. You know, like, you have, like, full size, like, you can be a stripper in, like, a full size room that has space, or you come onto Salt Lake City and you strip in a very, very small confined space and everyone watches saying, how can they live like that? You know, right. Like the tiny home version.
Tiny home stripper. And Mary is mortified. She's like, no. And one comes up to her and starts touching her. And she goes, you don't even know me.
The stripper has to, there has to be a thorough, like, get to know Mary phase before they can do any lap dances.
So now everybody does shots and they won't tell them where they're going, but it's going to be an hour away. Okay. And Heather's like, an hour north, an hour south, an hour east, or an hour west. Which is it going to be? South. And Brittany says, so we're going to pass my house then? And Mary goes, yeah, maybe we can drop you off. Kidding. Kind of kidding. mostly kidding.
By the way, I just have to say one last thing about the strippers. I love when Mary goes, I mean, where are the muscles? So yeah, they're going an hour away. So, which is hilarious that they're staying actually so local. And Brittany's, you know, making jokes about dropping Brittany off. And Mary says, you know, some people just get on your nerves. And it just cuts to Brittany going, I'm like, hello, hello, hello. She's like, yeah. Just one of them.
We've got an hour to gaze into each other's eyes, talk about whatever we want. I'll start. Grape leaves. So they're like, wait a minute, where's Lisa?
Uh-oh, dun, dun, dun.
Well,
dun,
she dun, was dun. Kind of not very clear. She said she had some work going on, so she was going to go out of town. And we see flashback of Lisa on the phone. And Lisa is one of those housewives you don't ever want to get stuck on the phone with. We've both had experiences with them. And I love Lisa, but I don't ever want to get stuck on the phone with Lisa. Because she just goes on and on and on about herself and never takes a breath. She could be talking to the operator. She could be talking to the guy at the other end of movie phone. You know, you never know. Yes. You never have a chance to say anything. And she's like, well, she's like, hi. I don't want to spend the night with Bronwyn because she's a pathological liar and she can't tell the truth to save her life. It's like disgusting. It's like literally disgusting. Like I can't. I'm working. I've got work to do. I don't want to like name drop, but it's like a big deal. You know, people forget, like what people forget is that I have like a very full plate. It's like so full. I keep it like kind of private. So I'm not going to drop names, but I'm going to be with Ben and Blake, Affleck and Lively. So would I rather be with you or Ben Affleck and Blake Lively? I don't know.
What is it with the women on these Mormon shows trying to name drop Ben Affleck all the time? Yeah, I have to testify in the Justin Baldoni case against Blake Lively. Yeah, I guess I'm sort of like a key witness. Yeah, so I've just got like things to do. Sorry, can't make it to the camping trip.
Yeah, I brought Ben Affleck in town so that we can go stand up to Jen Affleck and remind her that he's not related to them.
It's just trying to weasel her way into that Dunkin' Donuts commercial. And she's like, and Ben and Blake, she's like, yeah, I'll be with Ben Affleck and Blake Lively, who's married to Ryan Reynolds. So I'll basically be with him too. And since Ryan Reynolds is like, in like that Marvel movie, Deadpool, I'm basically an Avenger now. So yeah, I've got like new friends. I've got to hang out with them. Bye. You'll have fun with Bronwyn.
Yeah. Mandy is like, well, it wasn't very clear if it was work or more the fact that Bronwyn was coming on the trip. But everyone is invited. It's probably Bronwyn because we know she's not working.
Which, by the way, Angie saying, well, was that or Bronwyn coming on the trip is like totally lighting a fire, right?
Yeah.
And Bronwyn's like, don't blame it on me. And so Brittany goes, well, I talked to her. You know, she was definitely working and like she has like a huge work thing, like a huge thing, like something about like Thanos like coming to like Earth and she has to like go fight him off. Like, I don't know, like she has a lot to do.
She would miss a girl's trip over work. I don't believe it. She's like, yeah, she would. I mean, don't drag her. Don't drag her. Whitney, don't drag her. She's a very good friend of mine. Lisa and I are extremely close. We are extremely close. And you're one to talk, Whitney.
I don't think she's working.
Oh, yeah, you're one to talk. You're one to talk. Your business is getting dragged right now on social media. What about that? What about your business getting dragged?
What? Are you kidding me, Brittany? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
And then we see headlines that say
from Reality Blurb, Whitney has been accused of being involved in an MLM scheme. Okay, it's not even an accusation. It's literally like, would you like to be involved in multi-level marketing? Call Whitney. it's not like some investigative reporting going on. It was literally an MLM scheme.
No. I wanted to make a healthier version of candies, so I came up with these like chocolate-coated candies that are sugar, have a sugar shell, and I'm going to be like, you're going to love them. That's why I call them MLMs, not M&Ms. So it's like a little bit better. It's like, Whitney, you're literally selling MLMs with your MLM. What?
Sorry, that was a long way to go for that.
You buy an MLM and then you sell it to somebody and they sell the MLM and you get a piece of their MLM. And before you know it, everybody has diabetes.
When you get a bag of MLMs, you have to send one MLM back to the person above you in the pyramid because our office is in a pyramid. It's not a scheme. It's an actual pyramid. And then that person has to send an MLM up. And then the person at the top has so many MLMs.
Whitney's just saying this because she feels emboldened that Lisa's not here. She can say whatever she wants and get away with it, but you can't because I am here to stand up for my best friend, Lisa Barlow.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
I was questioning where Lisa was. That's all I was doing.
Yeah, and that was shady because she is on a business trip with someone whose name I won't drop, named Ben Affleck and Blake Lively. So how dare you? How dare you?
You know nothing about my business.
Well, you don't have a right to drag Lisa. She's a very loyal friend, a very, very loyal friend. No one has been kinder to Wendy than her.
Wait, so like, what do you do for money? How do you make money? Sucking dick.
Are you kidding me, Whitney?
Yeah. Yeah, you just went there with me, Brittany, and that was low, and it was so undeserved.
It's not low. Your business is being dragged on social media in the public eye.
I'm up the bottom of a rock. I mean, I'm like a rock fell on. Wait, hold on. Okay, wait. I'm at rock bottom, bitch, and I'll climb my way out on top of you, and then I'll have sex with you. Wait, huh? What am I supposed to say?
Come on, guys. We're flummoxing Whitney. We just started the trip. You don't have a right to drag Lisa just because she's not here. And Bronwyn was like, you need to keep your hands out of my face or I'm going to jump in too. So.
Lisa's a really good friend of mine. She's a good friend. And I'm not going to let someone just throw shade when she's not here. That's why I'm recording all of you quietly to send to her.
Heather's like, yeah, I don't know when they became friends. So then we see, she goes, you'd have to ask Lisa when they became friends. So we see a shot of Lisa's couch where she should be sitting and it's just empty. And it says, where's Lisa? On a business trip?
They're trolling her. So Brittany's like, Lisa's like a sister to me. Okay. I got really close with her after Puerto Vallarta. And just because she and Meredith are close, it doesn't affect our relationship whatsoever.
Brittany, don't say anything mean about Whitney's business. She's like, I didn't give any detail. I just said I read about it online. She's like, especially don't kick a one-legged dog when they're down. Sorry, Whitney.
You kicked a dog. That's not right. I'm calling the SPCA at Murthyson.
Hey, I've got ASPCA. I'm a four-legged dog.
You exploited my fourth leg.
So there's a bump and everything falls off the shelves. So they arrive at the Provo River Resort, which is one of the more scenic places they've gone to on this show. Although there's like a rusted out school bus on the side and trash cans and like rabid raccoons doing like reenacting river dance in the corner. Like it's
a toothless guy playing, you know, banjo. He's playing the banjo.
It definitely feels like that scene in Sinners when the vampires approach the nightclub and are like playing their banjos. I'm like, yeah, stay away. Stay away.
They would actually fit in. That's that cast. The people approaching them, the religious people. They're like just singing the religious songs on their way there.
Just so, people, you're singing Mbop.
I would like to sing my favorite song from Temple, Mbop. Mbop. Mbop, Mbop. Mbop. Bidop, Mbop. Mbop.
Can you let us into your club, Mbop?
So like, is that a dumpster? Oh my God. Bronwyn's like, I was picturing like a glamorous cabin. Yeah. Like maybe something fabulous and a chef, but you know, we'd say, oh, it's so freezing. And then we'd run out into the hot tub or something like that. I don't know.
I planned that line all the entire trip. I was thinking, oh, it's freezing. Or, oh, it's freezing. Or, oh, it's freezing. Oh, I did it like 10 times, but there's no hot tub.
And it's muddy. And Mary's like, we're not just in nature. We're in the trenches. I mean, there's mud, there's trees. She's mortified by trees. She's like, how dare you bring me somewhere with trees?
I think mud and trees are, that's fairly, well, mud is not great, but it's like acceptable. I think like the rusted school bus in the corner is more of an issue for me. I thought it was actually funny when someone said, there's a dumpster. I'm like, well, at least there's some place to put your trash. I'd be happy to see a dumpster, personally.
Yeah. So Whitney's like, I grew up in a Winnebago. Which no one is shocked by. And Mary's like, yeah, I don't know how my name got attached to this trip. Like, this is not me. I did not do this.
Whitney and the Winnebago. I don't know. Winnebago is different than saying that you won a bagel once when you grew up.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Well, cheers, everyone. Welcome to nature. Let us have lunch. I got a sandwich trays from the store. So no one's allowed to have phones or anything. And then Brittany, of course, stands up and immediately is like, everybody, I have a literal activity planned for us. Yes, I didn't clear it with the hostesses, but I actually think since I'm the video girl and you all know me as the video girl, it's kind of my wraparound here. So fun. Isn't it fun, girls? And they're all just staring at her like, you recorded us, and that was not funny, ma'am. Brittany brings it back like it's one of her greatest hits. She's like, yeah, remember me? Recording girl.
She's like, well, so I had somehow landed a corporate sponsorship, and you all have camcorders. So she gives them all camcorders. I was surprised at how jealous I was in that moment. I was like, I want a camcorder. I don't know why, because we all have our phones. Like, there's literally no need for a camcorder anymore, which is sad. But, it was also like so Brittany to be like, here's a piece of antiquated technology that you have no use for and already have all the capabilities on your phone, but it's another piece of clutter for your house. Enjoy. And they all were looking at her like, what is wrong with this woman? And yet they did also the thing that I would do, which was immediately get onto their camcorders and shoot all sorts of silly videos like they were kids again.
Yeah. Yeah. They were looking at her like, you're fucking crazy. But that's another thing I really like about this cast is they'll do it. They're like, okay. I mean, we're playing with camcorders. We'll do it. We all hate Brittany and want to, you know, set her on fire, but we'll do this. And we don't want to be here camping, but I guess we're just going to do this. So let's, you know, they're all game.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I love that this camcorders is their special treat. Like, you know, you go onto Beverly Hills and Kathy Hilton's giving everyone like Baccarat glass, or, you know, they're flying on Stephanie Shojai's private plane from to Sevilla, then down to Marbella, then up back to Sevilla, then back to Miami. And here it's like, you all get a camcorder.
Yeah.
Here it is, a camcorder. We went to Best Buy and picked this up on the way. Enjoy.
Yeah. So they make a bunch of funny videos and stuff. And of course, Mary's camcorder goes black immediately. And you just hear her going, how does this work?
I think she hit the fade out button because it like faded to black. And she's like, wait, what? Which is, she didn't realize. I mean, that fade out button, I don't know, Ronnie, when you were a kid, how much did you love the fade out button? Like you'd be like, every time you make these little scenes, it's like, well, here I am walking through the kitchen and scene fade out. that was like my director's touch.
No, I never used any of that stuff. I just used the main, because you know me, I'm like, fix it in post. Yeah, I'd be like, okay, here I am standing in front of my mother's bedroom. Okay, cut. I never cut it. I'm just like, someone will edit that later. There's so many videos of me as a kid going, cut. It's like, you're recording yourself, you moron. There's nobody to cut this. So Whitney's like, this wasn't on my bingo card for today, but I'm happy to be here with all of you. I just love being in nature. It just puts everything into perspective. Like, why didn't Lisa come? Let's think about it. When someone plans a girls' trip, you go. And when you don't go, it's to make a statement. Like, we would have rearranged a trip around her, but it's just a way for her to say, I'm not into you guys as much as you're into me. And oh gosh, Heather always makes it like, oh my God, she wouldn't invite me to her lunch table at BYU.
That's exactly right.
Every single time it goes back to that.
Well, she hasn't shared anything with me, but I read what's online and you know, we always have to believe everything we read online, unless you read something about Prism. And I think that there's just like a lot out there. You know,
were you just, like I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. She was just getting mad at Brittany because Brittany read stuff about Whitney's business.
Why are you reading things on Blibs of Reality?
But now she's like,
well, I read stuff on Reality Burp that says that Lisa killed 10 people. So I don't know.
Yeah, she has a lot of people accusing her of crazy accusations. Oh God, I love Whitney English. Just
yeah, accusing her of accusations. I heard that Lisa's been accusing people of things. You're an accuser.
Didn't she just mention this the other day, Heather, to you and say everything was okay? And Heather's like, yeah, she said it was all bullshit. That's what she said. But Heather, aren't you claiming in about 5 minutes that you've heard none of this?
They're so bad. Then Brittany's like, well, that's what she said to me, too. As her best friend, I think I would know.
Well, interesting timing. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Interesting timing for Lisa to be too busy. That's air quotes. Okay. To go on a free girls trip. Maybe she's air quote too busy reading about herself in the press with all of her lawsuits. It's just very convenient timing for Lisa's schedule to be maxed out.
Yeah. Because not, what not, I've heard. Knock, knock. Knock, knock. Who? Who's there?
No, I said nod, nod.
Who's there?
Oh. Oh, who's there? Orange. Wait, I always thought it was called a nod, nod joke.
Bronwyn is nodding so emphatically that Brittany thinks it's a knock, knock joke.
Hello?
Whitney.
Hello? Someone there?
Well, what I've heard is that there's multiple issues and some of them are not done yet. They're not done. That's what I heard. They're not done. I've changed. She's shaking my head now. What do you think of that? Nope. Now I'm nodding again.
Go back to the nodding.
It's very serious.
Nope. For somebody serious. Who's so worried, you know what? Now we're going to get serious because I'm going to not only nod, mm-hmm. but I'm going to go to a 3/4 view when I talk. Okay. Because mm-hmm. for somebody mm-hmm, who's so worried mm-hmm. about my finances mm-hmm. and now let's move all the shoulders forward and do some extra, you know, lurch forward to really emphasize something's not in lurch about your jewelry. Someone who's so interested about jewelry or what your husband may or may not have done and that she heard from someone else, nod, nod, and never did. I mean, whatever you want to call it. For somebody who talks an awful lot, maybe she should spend some of that time working on some of the stuff she's got to fix. Nod, big nod.
Well, wouldn't not showing up on a girl's trip to work be working on some of the things that she's going to fix? I don't know. It feels like she's already doing what you want her to do. So Angie's like, you seem to know something that you don't want to say. And Heather's like, spit it out, Bronwyn. Just say it. Just say it, Brynwyn. Just say it, Brynwyn.
Well, Lisa's go-to accusation is that all of us are liars when she doesn't like what we say. And then she is the one pointing it out and never sharing with us what's hard, or what's difficult or messy or frankly, maybe even fucking bullshit about her own life. Guess what? She doesn't even go to Wendy's. I tracked her. There, I said it.
That's why she talks so, because then if she talks, then other people don't have to say that she talks about accusations about it. Burn! Well, Mary's like, yeah, we can't talk about her stuff, but she can always talk about ours. Oh, yeah. And by the way, most of the lawsuits that I've looked at, I mean, I don't know how many there are. I don't. Hold on. Let me shake my head for a second just to emphasize. I do not know how many there are. 100, 110, 3,000? I don't know. But I've seen at least 5 that have been filed against Lisa or Lisa's businesses or Lisa and her husband or Lisa and her husband's businesses or businesses and Lisa and her husband and her husband and his businesses along with Lisa. That's what I've seen.
And one against Henry, which was weird.
I've seen it.
And Heather's like file lawsuits against Lisa Barlow. Yeah, Lisa and John, yeah. Yeah, it's like, I don't understand. What is a lawsuit? I don't even know. Is that like a little outfit you put on the law to make the law more acceptable to people? And Bronwyn's like, no, it's a serious, these are serious allegations. Mm-hmm. And it's for a lot of money. What? I mean, so she's litigating? She's in court right now? I don't understand.
Even though I just said I spoke to Lisa about this and she said all the accusations are bullshit, I didn't even know there were accusations. What are you talking about? I've never heard of anything like this. And what are you doing? Reading testimonials? Are you Googling? What are you doing, Bronwyn? And she's like, it was in the Salt Lake City Tribune, Heather. Okay, the Tribune. Everybody I'm reads the Tribune. Everybody does.
What is the Tribune? Is that like a bus? Is that a new bus line that people are taking? I don't know what these things are. Salt Lake Tribune.
It is everywhere. Angie, have you seen it? She's like, I have seen it. You've seen it too. Mary, you've seen it. You've seen it too. Teague, have you seen it? Teague has seen it. Teague has seen it. And Heather's like, what? I've never heard of any of this. This is absolute insanity. I love Heather, but right now, for you to pretend you didn't see it, I think Stevie Wonder saw it. Stevie Wonder's at home like, well, hey, why are you dragging me into this?
Please don't. Please don't. I thought we were past Stevie Wonder jokes. Didn't we leave those in the 80s? So Angie is like, if you're saying you don't know, you're playing stupid. And we've all seen the same things. Lisa talks a big game. And then you hear all this other stuff going on. It's weird. Huh? Oh, God. Now, this whole thing makes me uncomfortable. Why Bronwyn thinks she would tell us this? Why everyone at the table seems so riveted by it? I mean, Lisa and I have worked really hard on our friendship, and I want to be a supportive friend. So every instinct in my body is like, defend your friend. I'm just thinking about what I would want someone to do in that position for me. And when I thought about it, I thought, I would like them to get me a very small bolero jacket to hide in.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Borrowing money is part of business. And I think the lawsuits are about borrowing money. I mean, what are you going to do? It's part of doing business. Like, yeah, but so is paying it back. So is paying it back. You've got to pay the money back. You've got to pay it back. Well, and I'm saying this is Bronwyn, and this is the only name that I've ever used, and I've never been accused of anything in Grand Theft Auto, so I don't want anybody even to mention that, okay? At least for a few episodes, okay? This is
well, it's like... Today. Yeah, well, it's like I told my toddler, you have to pay the nice man if you want to keep the electronic fly swatter, okay? And he did, because it's business.
And Angie's like, Heather, one might say it is similar to what Jen Shaw did.
And no, this is not a real sticking point. It's not. And this is going to be a thing. I know this is going to be a thing. Like, fast forward to like 2 weeks from now, Lisa be like, how could you say I was like Jen Shaw? That is the worst thing you could ever say about me. I guarantee that stupid line is going to haunt it. And the reason why also is because in this Hollywood Reporter article, the journalist says, well, Angie says in the premiere that Lisa is like Jen Shaw. What do you guys think about that? I was like, okay, this is going to be a thing. This is going to be a talking point because like, I just feel like it's going to be a whole thing. Because you know Heather's going to say, well, Angie was saying that you were like Jen Shaw. She said that about me. Oh, just brace yourselves, everyone.
What the fuck are you spewing from your mouth, Angie K? I don't even understand Angie's analogy. I mean, these are not criminal charges. This is a civil lawsuit that has yet to go to trial. And this is coming from DJ lawyer Meredith Marks. Okay. The state of Utah is not coming after Lisa Barlow, nor is the United States of America, nor are five bean salads for that matter.
But I'll tell you who is coming after Lisa Barlow. Me, because I need an extra hand to help me slice this lemon, because my sister is busy this weekend.
I mean, this is blowing my GD mind. You're comparing LB to Jen Shah, and you two are like bonding over this. What is going on? Why are we even talking about Jen Shah? We shouldn't be talking about her. We shouldn't say her name. We shouldn't unearth her spirit because she's in prison where she belongs. You better watch your mouth because Jen Shah is about to be out in 5 minutes and she is going to come curb stomp you.
She's got new tricks.
What about me? What about my curb? So Bronwyn's like, I know, okay, Heather, I know you can't stand me, and that's fine. You don't have to. Heather's like, that's not true. It's like, but you just said if anybody compared someone to Jen, it would be too far. What about when Lisa compared me to Jen? Was it too far then? Lisa publicly tweeted that. Heather's like, I didn't hear that. And if I did hear that, I probably would have laughed. She's, well, I just told you. It's like, well, I'm not on Twitter Googling your fucking name, Bronwyn. I have a relationship with you based on this. And what I have on you is not great. And I'm not going to sit here and have you tell me all this shit about Lisa's business when you just got caught red-handed lying about a $4 million necklace.
Like, oh,
she is quick.
Oop. Oop. So. Oop. Oop. might I add a. In there? Thank you. Thank you. So we see a flashback to the necklace where Andy's like, so you do have a necklace? She's like, oh, you know what I should do? I should probably have shown it. I should probably have brought it so I could show the other ladies. That would have been great, wouldn't it? I could have done that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I sure could have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could have. Mm-hmm.
Is this...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bronwyn, is this retaliation to the necklace? Is that what this is? She goes, well, you know what? Bronwyn said, mm-hmm, it's my fault. I should not have tried to be cutesy about it. Cutesy about the $4 million necklace that I didn't buy, but I could have if I wanted to, but I didn't buy. She's like, but you didn't own the necklace. No, and I said I shouldn't have said it that way. I shouldn't have said I own the necklace when I didn't have it. I shouldn't have said it that way. I should have said I don't own the necklace. That's my fault. That's my cross to bear. Yeah.
I get it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to protect myself and the jeweler, and it came out sounding like a lie. And that's bad on me because it was a lie. I should have made sound like the truth more. So that's on me. I should have made it sound more truthful.
Yeah. I know I wasn't going to, I knew I wasn't going to buy the necklace, but I made the girls believe that I had it by saying, you know, when I wear it, you'll see it, and thinking that I would get a different version and they just wouldn't notice because they're all stupid. You know, it's between you and me, America. That's okay. And that was wrong. And how did that become more important to me than my integrity or the importance of Todd and our anniversary? I thought that I was being tough enough to not give a damn about what anyone else thinks. And I thought they were dumb enough to not follow up.
Yeah. And just this whole monologue, she's doing this really tight smile while she nods. And you know that Todd is making her do this because she does not look happy that she has to do this. But she's like, and, you know, I know it sounded like a lie. And that is unfortunate because I was just trying to look cool. And I don't know why I would do this to Todd and I's anniversary because Todd is very important to me. And I would never want to embarrass Todd over this. It's like, oh, God. So things are going real well over there with Todd, huh?
Hey everyone, this is the end of part one of this recap. For part two, keep an eye on your podcast feed. It is coming up in just a moment. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you on the second half.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer. For Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K-Sarah, Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren C.
Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo. She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.